Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Tonight, Alan Jackson is a nominee for four of tonight's awards. And the songs that he writes always tell it like it is. Simple truths that come from his heart. When he went to bed late last week, he couldn't sleep because of an idea that he had for this song. It kept running through his head. So early in the morning, he got up and he wrote this song. And we're honored that he chose to do it for the first time in front of anybody. Please welcome Mr. Alan Jackson.
Crowded room, did you feel alone? Did
you call up your mother and tell her you love her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes, hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep. Did you notice the sunset, first time in ages? Speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun. Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching? Turn on I Love Lucy reruns. Did you go to a church and hold hands with some stranger? Stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I could tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. The greatest is love. The greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning that September day?
All right, welcome in and hello and howdy. It is time for another Left Child Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And we are glad that you are joining us here today as we are paying tribute to 9/11. You know, here at the Making 8 Rodeo Network, KWBY, and all of our partners, you know, we are here to promote the positive things in life, the positive things in the sport, what we do here each and every day. But today is a day of reflection. You know, we weren't really sure how we were going to approach this day. 12 years ago, tragedy struck the U.S. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're white or you're black or you're Hispanic. It doesn't matter if you're a cowboy, city boy, farmer, rancher, factory worker. It doesn't make a difference. Today, we are all Americans. Today we celebrate Patriots Day, and today we remember why we are patriots, how we got to become patriots. And for us here at the Making 8 Rodeo Network, for myself personally, I take this personal. You know, we try to stay out of politics. We try to stay out of those things that bring this country down, that discourage us. But today, we're going to step out of that box a little bit. Today, we're going to talk about things that we don't normally talk about here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about rodeo. I will tell you, there are a lot of big things happening in the sport of rodeo. It's changing. Some of us like changes. Some of us don't like changes. But you cannot change it from day to day. Change happens. We have to adapt and we have to overcome. And we learned that in a big way 12 years ago today. So with that, some of the rodeo news that is going on. An article yesterday, J.W. Harris branching out, no longer staying strictly PRCA. He is branching out, coming to the PDR. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I can tell you it's changed. You're going to see a lot of things happen. J.W. Harris is a leader in the PRCA, in bull riding. Now he is stepping over to the PDR. How is that going to impact this sport? Lots of things are going to happen. I also want to say that today is, along with Patriots Day, is our good friend Rob Smet's birthday. So if you guys get a chance, get over to the social media. Make sure to say hello to him. Wish him a happy birthday, courtesy of Making 8 and all of our listeners here today. Five-time world champion bullfighter has made it through another year, and we're glad to call him a friend here at the Making 8 Rodeo Network. But, you know, there are so many other things going on here today. As many of us are celebrating or reflecting what happened 12 years ago today, we're celebrating the lives that we live here today. 2 million bikers are converging on Washington, D.C. now as we speak, as we are here on air, to show support for Patriots Day. You know, and there, it constantly brings me back here. As I get up this morning, I was working on our show notes and how we were going to approach today, what we were going to discuss, how we were going to talk about things. I was reminded, you know, it's more than just bikers. These are doctors. These are lawyers. These are people from all parts of the economy. They're farmers. They're homeless. Some of them, that's all they have is their bikes. And they're joining together, united. And that's what makes this country so great. It's amazing to me. 12 years ago, we saw things that we would never expect to have happen right here on our own land. Made us feel vulnerable. But instead of breaking down, instead of fighting against each other, we went to our neighbors. Sometimes, you know, some of these neighbors we've never even spoke to, but today we took a day and we went over. Where has that gone in 12 years? Do we still take that time to reflect and come over and introduce ourselves? Do we see that person stranded on the side of the road? Do we stop and pick them up? I know 12 years ago we did. We saw a lot of that. You know, on the eve of today, we heard a speech from the president. Regardless of what we think of him, we're not Democrats, we're not Republicans. Today we're patriots. Today we are Americans. And that's the focus that needs to be done. That's what we as Americans need to look at ourselves and say, today, we're not going to badmouth our neighbors. We're not going to badmouth our president, our leader. Regardless of what some of us may think about him, here's the bottom line. May not have been our county. May not have been our state. But more people voted to bring him in office than to bring somebody else in. We as Americans need to look at our neighbors. We need to stand behind our neighbors. We need to support our neighbors. We need to support our president. You know, he made a speech last night. Now, were those just words? Scripted? I certainly hope not. I think in this day and age, we need a leader to stand up and believe. We need to be reassured that those words are more than just words. 12 years ago, we saw that. Now, despite what some of us may have thought about the president back then, George Bush, he is still, you know, the butt of many jokes. But the bottom line was, is when we needed a leader, he was there. And that's what we look for today. So, we're going to take a short break here, folks, but I want you guys to reflect. We're going to play a lot of patriotic music as we celebrate Patriots Day. We're going to spend a lot of time reflecting on 9/11. Where were you on that day? Were you old enough to remember what happened? We have some of our listeners that may have been kids. We have some of our listeners that have been there. We're going to talk about it when we come back, but here's some great music for us to reflect on here today. So pay attention, folks. We're not done yet. We're just getting started right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We've got a lot more coming your way.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard, that's why I came.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words. Cowboy up. KWBY.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With buck and shoot crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what dad does. So God made a farmer.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? Have you hailed to the Columbia as you rush into the sea? Or are you headed at Gettysburg? Our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM, as well as making8rodeo.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here today. As you know, you may be in your car, you may be at your office, you may be sitting at home thinking about what happened 12 years ago today. And, you know, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about it, but we want to hear from you as well. We're going to give you an opportunity to share your experience and where you think we are today. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. You can remain anonymous, but we want to hear from you. You know, we don't normally talk about politics. We don't normally talk about things like that. We want to try to stay away from those things that, you know, people dwell on. The news media reports so many things going on out there that are so negative. Why can't we see some positive? You know, why is there not more coverage on the 2 million bikers that are converging on Washington, D.C. to show support for Patriots Day? We're all Americans today and every day, and we need to live like that. You know, it concerns me. We live here in the state of Texas. Before we moved here, we lived in Florida. We were nowhere near the Pentagon. We were nowhere near the Twin Towers on September 11th in 2001. But we were all impacted by that. And we still are today. A year ago today, Benghazi was struck. We lost four Americans overseas. We continue to lose our troops every day who are defending our freedom. So, you know, it is an emotional day for us here today. But we need to live every day as though it's 9/11. We need to live every day as a patriot, as an American, not as a Republican or Democrat. You know, I hate to even, you know, see the social media light up. People downplay our president. You know what kind of weakness that shows other countries? And it's broadcasted on the World Wide Web. People from all over the world see those. Why do we do that? Why are we breaking each other apart? 12 years ago today, we were united. Whether we agreed with our president or not, we stood behind him. Why does it take an act of terrorism like what we saw 12 years ago to bring us together when we should act every day and unite every day? I don't get it, folks. I really don't. But we will let you voice your opinions on it. 646-915-9940. In the meantime, we've got more tributes coming your way. We want you guys to reflect on today as Patriots Day. as we are Americans. And it doesn't matter what we do, where we come from, the roads we travel down. We're all Americans. We've got more coming your way. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Right? Oh, my God. Another plane has just hit. It hit another building. Flew right into the middle of it. Explosion.
There was a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building is blown out.
Two planes into the towers of 1 and 2 World Trade Center. A third plane crashed to the Pentagon.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
I'm very worried, very scared.
And I had to start again. With just my children and my wife.
It shakes everything that you love.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
All of Manhattan looks like it was bombed during the Second World War.
Some of the casualties are in the collapsed building and buildings around the World Trade Center. I'm told that it's just a scene of rubble and utter devastation.
This country will rebound, and what can you say in a situation? There's just not a lot we can say.
Oh, beautiful. Oh.
Something that's affecting everyone directly.
In liberating strife.
Not just the guys that are going overseas to fight for us.
I pray that God will give our leaders wisdom.
Who more than self? Our country loved. And mercy more than life.
There's no reason for this. There's no excuse for this. Something like this is just something you never thought you would live to see.
America, America, make God thy gold refined. Till of success be nobleness.
We will do whatever is necessary to protect America and Americans. I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens, and to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families.
Rubble in the fruited plain.
Now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America. Sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. Every brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me say this.
Of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we are broadcasting live on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM as well as Making8Rodeo.com. And you know, today we are celebrating Patriots Day and reflecting on the tragedies that have struck not just 12 years ago but also 1 year ago in Benghazi. You know, lots of tragedies have struck intentionally. Lots of terroristic events have been brought upon us on this day, 12 years ago and then a year ago. You know, it just makes me feel like we need to step up more and focus more on being united instead of trying to tear each other apart, instead of trying to tear our government apart, instead of trying to tear our neighbors apart. We need to step up and be united. That's what Patriot Day makes me reflect on. We all need work on doing that, you know? We're all very opinionated in this world. But, you know, if we live every day like we did 12 years ago and like we need to do on this day as we reflect on Patriots Day, is to remember that we're not individuals. We're one nation. So let's stand behind it. In case you forgot, we're here to remind you today on Patriots Day, right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So we're going to continue to bring you more. Like we said, phone lines are open. If you have an opinion, if you have something you want to share with us right here, we're going to give you an opportunity, 646-915-9940. We've got more coming your way. Stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8Rodeo.com.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35. And receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to making8rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at making8rodeo.com. Get a grip.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag.
on Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
One hand reaches out.
The victims were in airplanes.
Pulls a lost soul from home.
Or in their offices. Secretaries, businessmen and women.
While a thousand more. Go on,
moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
They say, what good have you
it's
done?
It's a horrible, horrible tragedy.
By saving just this one. It's like whispering a prayer in the fury of a storm. And I hear them say, you'll never change things. And no matter what you do, it's not the world that I am changing. I do this so this world will know that it will not change me.
We saw the plane veer to the left and fly directly into the north side of the South Tower.
This heart still.
Everything that we can do and everything that can be done is being done at this point.
Love and mercy still exist while all the hatred rage. And so many say that love is all the pointless and madness such as this. It's like trying to stop a fire with the moisture from a kiss. And I hear them say, you'll never change things. And no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing. I do this. This world will know that it will not change.
People started screaming that there was another plane coming. I turned around and it just, the second building just exploded.
As long as one heart still holds on, then hope is never really gone. And I hear them say, you'll never change things. And no matter what you do, it's still the same thing. But it's not the world that I am changing.
There was smoke everywhere and people were jumping out the windows.
I do this so this world we know
never changes me.
Turned around after this tremendous fire. Actually thought it was a bomb.
What I do is so this world will know that it will not change me.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Jay Presti with Blue Collar Ventures on NBC Sports, and you're listening to Scott Masick with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Wednesday as we celebrate Patriots Day and we reflect on 9/11 and that event that occurred 12 years ago, as well as last year in Benghazi. You know, when we take a look and we really listen to the words Patriots Day, what are patriots? We are patriots. We are Americans. If we are here, if we are abroad, we are overseas, we are Americans. We're not black. We're not white. We're not Hispanic. We're not Oriental. It doesn't make a difference where we came from. The fact is, we're American. And if we don't stand united, then we are sure to fall. And over the last 12 years, we've seen a lot of people fighting with each other instead of holding hands, whether we agree with them or not, and supporting one nation under God. So that is what we are reminding you, our listeners, of here today. Whether it's right or it's wrong for us to be here to do this for the next, for the last hour or not, it's a right that we have as Americans to celebrate Patriots Day. And that's what we're going to do here. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love both of you together.
Have crashed into the World Trade Center.
That's incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Oh, the next building is another one. Oh my God.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be we're all okay.
The end
entire building has just collapsed. It folded down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
The whole side has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
They have shut down all aircraft takeoffs.
There's obviously massive casualties.
And another apparent explosion at the Pentagon in Washington.
We thought it was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
Well, this is a horrible attack.
Light the darkness, my feet.
Flames engulfing what's left of the World Trade Center.
My hands small, I know.
Among the emergency workers, I can hear them screaming. The police called for help.
Not yours, they are my own, and I never broke.
A free American people will not be intimidated.
Our resolve has not been weakened.
Nor will we be defeated.
By these horrific and cowardly acts.
And justice will be done.
I will pray.
Really don't know.
I will get down on my knees.
Then this madness will end. But I do know that God is speaking. And I have to know that God will use even this tragedy to shake up the world.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake. We will show the world that we will pass this test.
I heard the sound of a jet. I assumed it was like a Navy jet or something like that, just flying by. Sometimes they'll fly very low near the World Trade Center, not near it. Then I heard a large explosion. I thought it was a sonic boom. And when I heard the explosion, I looked up, and what I saw was I saw debris start to fall down. I was so close to the building that I couldn't run away from the building, so I actually had to run towards it. Debris was falling down about the size of this. All portions of the building were falling down. That went on for about 30 or 40 seconds, and that, for me, was the worst part of this whole experience.
All our tears have reached the sea. Part of you will live in me. Way down deep inside my heart.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Days keep coming without fail.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
New wind is gonna find your.
May God bless the victims, their families, in America. Thank you very much.
That's where your journey starts.
You'll find better love. Strong as it ever was, deep as a river runs, warm as the morning sun. Please remember me.
We're still hearing that it's a horrific situation. We're in desperate need of people to help out with emergency services. The city team is there, but we've activated our National Guard and our statewide fire and emergency services, and we're going to be bringing those in to relieve the city forces as the afternoon goes on. I've been in touch with the mayor, I've been in touch with the White House, and everything that we can do and everything that can be done is being done at this point.
Just like the waves down by the shore. Gonna keep on coming back for more. Cause we don't ever wanna stop. Out in this brave new world you see. Oh, the valleys and the peaks. And I can see you on the top.
Rescue effort that's going on right now. We're trying to evacuate thousands and thousands of people.
Remember.
people as we possibly can.
When the snow falls high outside your door,
it's a horrible, horrible tragedy.
Late at night when you're not sleeping.
I mean, it was like a cruise missile with wings.
And moonlight falls across your floor.
Huge explosion, a great ball of fire.
And I can't hurt you.
Got to focus and take it one step at a time.
People are jumping out the windows. Oh, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know. And I don't know. Everybody just doesn't know where to go. They won't let. Everything is blocked off. You can't even. They tell us to get out, but there's nowhere to go. And then I heard that another plane hit. And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh, my God.
Smoke started billowing out, and then chaos on the highway as people either tried to move around the traffic and go down either forward or backwards. We had a lady who was in front of me who was backing up and screaming, "Everybody go back," and they hit the Pentagon. And it's just sheer terror.
This morning we're at Midtown Manhattan in a 31st floor of a building facing south. We saw a 767 flying low down the center of Manhattan Island heading towards downtown Manhattan. At about maybe 20 blocks north of the World Trade Center, we saw the plane veer to the left and fly directly into the north side of the South Tower.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
All right, folks, that is our show for today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And, you know, as we leave you today, just remember, we never forget. We'll never forget what happened 12 years ago. We'll never forget what happened last year. But let us not forget that we are Americans, that we are patriots. We'll be back here tomorrow, folks, 11 o'clock time, talking about the rodeo action with you. Stay tuned. We will see you tomorrow.
Now we stand as one. Our flags are red.
Statue of Liberty, in the torchlight of the land of the free, lies a burning wreckage of our fathers' dreams, and the soldier paid with their lives. A nation saw evil over September skies. Some faceless coward who must pay the price for challenging the spirit of American pride. The day America cried. Flags are raised to hell.
of the Chapel of Liberty, we light a candle for eternity and pray that history will never repeat. The day America cried.
Wow, wow.
Honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along. Sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.